Right, hello and welcome back. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Blizzquake. Sorry, I was not here last week. If you were listening, I was told that it sounded like an old man might have been choosing the music, which it might have been, but it was the robot in the computer. So we also have two special guests today. We have Amy and Krista. Say hello.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
All right, and a couple things about today's episode is that every single song has been unpreviewed and chosen entirely by Krista. So if you don't like it, feel free to write in and let us know. Give us a piece of your mind. Krista is visiting from Seattle, and it is your second time back since graduating.
That's true.
What have been the major changes in Boston that you've observed?
The Green Line, for sure.
In a good or bad way?
Definitely good. Since I was able to take it to Tufts today, that was great.
Did not have that when we were here. We barely had one train when we were here.
Yeah. And just like general improvements on campus.
What was the most notable?
The new building. I don't even know what it's called.
Did you go in it?
Yes, I did.
Doesn't it kind of look like Barbie Dreamcastle?
It does. A lot of like weird lighting and furniture.
I heard there's a real Starbucks in there.
Oh, whoa. Yes. I saw that.
Game changer.
All right, well, we are going to play another one of Krista's selections, and let us know how you feel about it.
Listen, you can bet.
All right, that was two songs by Small Pools, which is Krista's new favorite band, if I understand correctly. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say it's true.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, the three of us just went to their concert most recently.
Uh-huh.
And we had a great time, I'd say.
What were some of the highlights of the concert for you?
Definitely the inflatable whale that they had bouncing around.
And why did they have that? Do you remember their story about why?
Well, I couldn't really hear it that clearly, but
we all had earbuds in so that we didn't get tinnitus,
which officially means we've gotten old.
Yeah, but honestly, it did improve the concert experience, which I think is actually the more embarrassing part.
You only have one set of ears; got to keep them protected.
Got to keep them protected. Okay, well, I think I do remember them saying it from a time where I wasn't wearing earbuds before I became washed up, and the band's name, as we've said, is Small Pools, and they Googled themselves once. And they found that their name was very controversial because whales were being kept in small pools. So they wrote a song about killer whales being kept in small pools. And that was that song that you just heard. I think the highlight of the concert for me was that we were on the second floor looking down. And there was just a couple that was the most in love I've ever seen anyone ever. And that was nice.
They were really cute.
They were so in love. Any comments about that?
I actually didn't see them, so.
You didn't see them at all?
No. I don't know who you're talking
That's
about.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah. I don't know who Grayscale was, but that was another band that was there, but people seemed really into them.
People were definitely there for Grayscale.
I don't think we have any Grayscale on what we're going to play today, but if you have a Grayscale song that you already know you like, you can tell us and we'll play it.
And Fia James, also there, also another one of the openers.
Who's that?
One of the openers.
All right.
New artist that we just got to listen to. So that was exciting.
That was exciting. All right. Another song that Krista picked out that we are going to play next. I've been gone for a minute. Been low key with my business. Asking Rita, who is it? Is it true? I've been taking off every weekend. You and I and our feelings. Cause the high's so much better with you.
Thank you.
Superman. Oh, Jama.
There's all.
All right, that was a lovely song. You might have noticed it was a little bit long, kind of like a marathon. Speaking of which, Krista, I was attending the Boston Marathon today.
It was awesome. It was a beautiful day. Got kind of warm. I felt a little bad for those marathon runners, but it was really beautiful. A great day.
What was the most notable thing that you saw there?
Some great signs.
What were some of the best ones?
Let's see. What was the one that I found? Let me look at, I have it in my phone.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes. The sign said, run like it's a poop emergency.
Mm.
That was my favorite.
That would be a tough thing to have to do for 26 miles.
Yeah, and that was right at the end, so they all made it.
I think that, as a former runner, I never did run after I had to go to the bathroom, but a lot of my friends decided that they should keep running once they have already had to go to the bathroom. And I think that was a bad decision. One of my friends, Robbie, for all of our longtime listeners, he had a very famous story. Do you remember this, Amy? No?
All right. No, I don't think so.
I can't tell it as well as he can, but it involved the side of the road and a long-distance run.
And he's a big runner.
And I don't know. I feel like I would always rather lose the marathon than have to deal with that.
I would just never run a marathon. So
that's your answer.
I would never make that
mistake.
And
major respect to anybody who can do it, and I just cannot, and I'm in awe of all the runners today. Nicely done. Congratulations.
Nicely done. All right. We're going to play a song that is very contrasting of the previous one, I think.
Okay. Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, this is one of the songs. This is one that Krista did not pick out. I picked this one out because it was Once Upon a Time on my iPod. We bought this on iTunes for probably 80 cents before the dollar, and here it is.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Thank you.
push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
So one of the staples of the WMFO radio show is that we have to read a PSA. And so Krista has picked out a really great one, and take it away.
Thank you. Today I'll be reading a PSA on texting while driving prevention. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org.
That was a very topical PSA, I thought.
Absolutely, because it doesn't just extend to cars, you know? You shouldn't text while operating any sort of, I don't know, machinery, including bicycles, e-scooters.
All of that.
Mostly bicycles.
And I know that firsthand because Amy tried to kill me by texting me while I was biking, and it resulted in a broken wrist that the doctor said will never completely heal. So, and I do still feel pain to this day.
All I'm saying is don't check your texts and don't try to ride a bike with one hand while answering texts.
Maybe don't text your friend who you know is biking about your Fitbit not recording all of your steps. The least important reason for me to have a broken wrist. None of it mattered.
Well, I'm glad you're all healed.
Well, technically speaking, it will just be rubber cement for the rest of my life in there. And with that, I'm going to play more music.
This ain't Texas. Whoa. Ain't no holding. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Whoa. And throw your keys up. Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement. That ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey. We're surviving.
Surviving.
A red cup kisses. Sweet redemption. Passing time, yeah. Ooh. One step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bag, come take it to the floor now.
Right. That was several songs that we just played in a row. I'm sure you were able to guess who thought of each one. That most recent one by Noah Kahan was an Amy choice.
Cannot wait to see him live in Fenway Park this summer.
Texas Hold'em. Yeah, if you want to meet Amy in person for autographs, that is the place to go. That is where you will find Amy.
Me and all of the several hundred thousand people that can fit in there.
Yeah. And I guess you don't really know what Amy looks like, so good luck. But if you find out, we'll give you $1. And I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. We'll give you a crisp high five. If the song before that was Texas Hold'em by Beyonce, we've played that song, I think, a couple times on the show, and I'm still not sure if it's a good song.
I think it is.
Okay, it's official.
There we go.
It's a good song. Amy, you had something you want to talk about, I think.
Oh, yes. So I was recently informed that curling is really fun. And I've never tried it. And I would love to take lessons. And I was hoping...
To take lessons?
Well, like one lesson okay. to test it out. And we need like a team of four people, apparently.
Okay, so we're...
Could you be convinced?
I could be convinced to do curling.
Ben is actually a really good ice skater. So I feel like
you'd
be really good.
Do they wear ice skates?
No.
Okay.
You wear like shoes with like grippy things on them.
I would try. I think I would try curling. I don't know if I'd be good at the sweeping part.
I'll be the sweeper. I'm good at that.
You're good at sweeping?
Yeah. There's a friend of ours named Polly, and she tried to start a Tufts curling team. I don't know if that ever got off the ground, but... I know. There was talk about it.
Maybe we can get her to teach us.
I think it's a really fun... I think my parents tried it once, and they enjoyed it, and they were confused by it also, which I think is probably how we'll feel. I think there are places that we can curl, though, in Boston.
I have a good place in Montreal if we ever end up there.
Okay. A short 8-hour drive away.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot, hour and a half flight.
I just think the sport is silly, but I like that. I like when a sport has, like, an esoteric rule, like, that all of the stones that they use in curling have to come from that, like, one quarry. I don't know where.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. I'll look it up. But like, that's such, like, a weird esoteric rule that is mandatory for all of the Olympic stones. I'm sure, like, the practice stones are not as nice, but it's a thing.
Well, I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to rope you into going to a curling lesson with me. It's going to be fun. Okay. So you'll have to come back.
I'll do it. Sign me up.
People are often fascinated to learn that curling stones are made of granite from only two quarries in the whole world, in Scotland and Wales.
And that's your fun fact of the day.
That is your fun fact of the day. And if you want to be cool at parties, bust that fact out. People eat that up. That is their favorite thing. Do you have any other fun facts that you share at parties? You don't have any fun facts to share at a party. I have so many. Okay, here's another one. The only state that does not share a letter with the word mackerel is Ohio.
Something about that feels right.
It's, yeah, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anything to say, Amy?
Speechless.
Speechless. That's what I'm saying. At parties, if you want.
I love that you bring that up at parties.
I love to bring it up at a party. All right, we're going to play a couple more songs.
Sure, your friends love it.
I don't know if you'll hear from us again, so thank you for listening. This is Ben.
Amy.
And Krista.
And you are listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will leave you with a couple more songs, and we hope you have a great evening.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone?
on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right now.